A new funded project by the Australian Research Council will look to improve the lives of First Nations University students living with a disability. Likeability is being run by Dr. Sheila Daniels-Mays, a proud Gameroi woman and lives with low vision. The project will facilitate access and services to be successful as a university graduate. Powered Media's Emma Myers started asking Dr. Daniels-Mays the aim of the project.
It's $2 million funded by the Australian Research Council. It's a five-year project into Aboriginal people living with disability or disabling chronic health conditions. Basically, what we're trying to do is put in writing what we already know, which is often the case. So there's a few layers to the research. We're interviewing people who are First Nations, who live with a disability or live with disabling chronic health conditions or both. And that's not unusual for Aboriginal people. The first layer of the research is to reach out to First Nations people with disability at university who are either students or staff. And what we're trying to find out is what's working, not a lot, and what's not working, a heck of a lot.
How does the project aim to gather and represent the voices of First Nations staff and students living with disability?
They have to be First Nations and have a disability or chronic health condition. And they have to be at one of the 39 universities. And they will be interviewed up to six times over a three-year period. But we also want to track people and see how they're doing after 12 months, after 2 years, after 3 years. Did they get that promotion? Did they finish that course? Did they get that job? So we want to know what's happening for people, good and bad. So everybody is what we call a lived experienced expert. They know the stories, they know what's working for them, they know what troubles they've had.
In what ways is the experience of disability racialized for staff and students, leading to misrepresentations of their diagnosis or support?
A lot of First Nations people, we don't understand disability the same way as the Western world does. So quite often the first conversation we have with potential research participants is to talk through whether they have a disability or not. I had one person saying, I don't think I qualify because I'm a chronic asthmatic and that's just a health problem. And it's like, does it interrupt your daily living and you're being able to do your work? Yes. Well, yes, you do qualify. So that's been the first step to get them to understand the Western knowledges around disability instead of our Aboriginal ways of just it's part of human nature. What's interesting then is we walk a fine line. Sometimes we're up against this racialized idea of, well, being Aboriginal is a disability. And we've heard that. We've all heard that. And other things we've heard are things like, oh, you have a disability as well, as if Aboriginal is not being enough problems. And then you get other things like, oh, so you're Aboriginal and you have disabilities and you have chronic health conditions, you are too much of a problem for us. The reality that we find with First Nations people with disability is that there's a whole lot of skill sets and privileges that go on in that as well, because we can see the world and live the world in very different ways.
For First Nations students who are leaving their communities to go to university, how can that become a source of trauma with the added element of disability?
It's a really messy space at universities, because when you enroll at university to study, you can tick boxes to say that you are First Nations, and that'll send you off to an Indigenous student service. And all universities have them in different ways. You could possibly tick a box that says disability. It's not always offered. So in addition to sort of enrolling as a First Nations student, you're also now thinking, I need to get support from a disability service. And like here at the University of Melbourne, it took me a bit of digging around to find out where the student disability support services were. And this happens across a lot of the universities. It's not an obvious name. So here at Student Equity and Disability Services, I would never have Googled that. So you're doing all this extra work before you even get to the classroom. But as a First Nations student with disability, you're going to go and talk with the Indigenous Student Services, and then you think, I have to go and talk to the other services about my disability. So I've got to tell my whole story again. So it's no wonder that we're exhausted by the time we get to the classroom.
You're saying that if you identify as First Nations, half the time there won't be a box to say, gee, you have a disability. But if you've got a disability, there's always a box to say, are you also First Nation?
Yes.
It's almost like they're not acknowledging intersectionality at all.
No, and it's pretty common. That's another part of our research, talking with the equity leaders at the universities.
That was Blackability founder Dr. Sheila Daniels-Mays speaking with Power Media's Emma Myers.